The deaths of 8 more people from coronavirus have been reported in the last 24 hours here, bringing the current toll to 1,658 people. Health authorities will meet tomorrow to decide whether to recommend a further easing of restrictions on people's movements next week. In the past week, over 20,000 people have been tested for the virus. 98% tested negative, and the director of the National Virus Reference Laboratory, Dr. Killian de Gascon, says the number of people looking for a test through their GP is continuing to fall. Let's speak to Dr. Ilona Duffy. She's a Monaghan-based GP. Dr. Duffy, good morning.
Morning, Gavin.
Tell me about your experience yesterday.
Well, yesterday was an exceptionally busy day for us here in our practice in Monaghan, and probably as busy as some of the days in the early stages of the COVID outbreak when we were seeing, you know, a huge number of calls. And I suppose more of concern for us was that we got 6 positive test results back yesterday. Now, I acknowledge that that's after a weekend as well, but we have another 2 this morning, and that's just on the first checking of the results that are coming into us online.
Why?
Why? Well, it's great news around the country that I think there are 6 counties that have had no positive results in the last week, and that's great, but we're continuing to see positive results here in Monaghan and in Cavan. So why is it happening? I think there are definitely clusters, there are definitely areas that we're seeing outbreaks in, and whereas in the initial stages we saw that was related to nursing homes and hospital settings, now we're seeing it more related to areas of work, so factories, and people have talked about meat factories, but I don't think it's necessarily just meat factories, it's any kind of factory. And I suppose at the moment we know that most of the factories that are open are actually factories relating to food. So I don't think it's related to the food, but I think it is because people are travelling together. They're maybe living together. I think there's still maybe a lack of understanding about the social distancing, especially for people who are travelling together but not living together.
So the patients that you've had confirmed in the last day and the people that you have referred for testing, are they all linked together?
We're seeing a number of different groups. We're seeing one group who are definitely linked together, and we're also seeing a group that were being requested to send for testing because they have no GPs. I think that's another thing that we're seeing from this whole outbreak, how many people are out there who can't access a GP because GP practices are just full, and we know there's been a shortage of them. So we're seeing many people who are kind of ringing saying, well, can you arrange a test for me? If I have symptoms, I'm going to need to go out on sick leave. So you need a GP to arrange the test, and you need a GP to provide you with social welfare so that you get some income when you're not allowed to work. So that's one group. We are still seeing clusters within families, and I suppose that was one group that we saw yesterday, which is difficult. But I suppose, what's the learning from this? I mean, the good news is we know the numbers are dropping, but the learning really needs to be from these clusters, and how do we prevent this? In the last few weeks, we've definitely seen that amongst factory workers, and a lot of them maybe those with poor English, and that it's difficult for us to communicate with them, and I'm sure it's difficult for public health to communicate and get the message out there about staying home, staying away from others that they live with and other family members. So I think, you know, we need more information about the outbreaks so that we can help handle them, and that's public health and general practice and also employers.
Do you expect more outbreaks as people return to more activity and spend more time with each other?
I think we will, and I don't think that's unexpected. We knew that once we started opening up things and that people started meeting, we would see a rise in cases. But what we've got to be careful is that, as our chief medical officer said, that rise doesn't become a spike and get out of control, because we want to see that R rate, that transferable rate, stay low so that we're not seeing a further peak in cases. So if we can keep the cases low and if we can keep the message out there, I think we need to open up things, and I think there is a plan there for that, but it's got to be done cautiously. And I think we also need to look at other things like the wearing of masks in public, and especially in groups and group settings, especially work settings where people, maybe when they're not on the phone but in an office together, are wearing mouth coverings, because we know there is increasing data that does help reduce the spread.
Before I let you go, Dr. Duffy, how are you? Have you recovered from the virus yet?
Well, I'm fully recovered, thank goodness. It took about 5 weeks to really get back to normal, but I'm great, back at work full time and able to do everything I was beforehand.
That's good to hear. Dr. Ilona Duffy, thank you very much for speaking to us this morning. 27 minutes past 8.